The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we move to a story that we've been talking about a lot over the last week or so on the programme, and that is Friedreich's ataxia and the medicine that we are hoping, and we've heard so much about this, will be made available for those suffering from Friedreich's ataxia. Craig Cody, you might remember, is the father of teenager Paddy, who is living with the illness. Craig was on this programme last week urging the government to do what it takes to get this medicine available. Well, Craig met with the Taoiseach yesterday afternoon and he's with us now with an update. Good morning, Craig.
Morning, Claire. Thanks for having me on again this morning.
Delighted to speak to you again. And I can't tell you how big the reaction has been since you appeared on the programme. Listeners getting in touch with us here and also online about Paddy and about everything that your family has gone through. You met Micheál Martin yesterday. How did it go?
It was positive, Claire, I must say, and I would just like to thank him. He had a busy schedule and all I had was 20 minutes, but he moved things around because he did say that he wanted to speak to this man for an hour. So I got 50 minutes with him. It was positive, so I just want to thank him for that. Look, Claire, I suppose it was emotional. I spoke to him about my family story, and he was emotional about it. And I suppose we kind of connected it because we both lost a child. We got straight down to it, and we were disappointed the fact that it's not on tomorrow's drug committee.
Yeah, just to explain that to people, because I was talking to Senator Anne Rabbitt about this yesterday. So the drugs group, the HSE drugs group, is meeting tomorrow to consider new drugs that may be approved. And we were trying to establish whether Skyclarys is on that list. It's not, is it? Is that what
it's
you
not,
know?
It's not on that list. He confirmed to me that the information wasn't received in time.
From the drug company?
Yes, for tomorrow. No, I have to take his word on that. Look, Biogen did send it into the HSE on the 21st of May. But, Claire, I wasn't going to argue with him on it that much because, look, it's not on tomorrow. And assured me.
And you accept that. So when is the next meeting then of the drug group?
So basically, there's another meeting in July and he assured me it's on July. Committee meeting, and he's hoping to push that meeting forward to the end of June.
And did he give you or could he give you any assurances that the drug will be made available?
Look, he didn't promise me, but he did say I'm going to do my very best to get this drug to Paddy and to the 200 others out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to take his word on that. But it was a positive meeting. He's a politician at the end of the day, but I am going to trust him on this, Claire.
Well, I mean, there has been a huge push, not just by yourself, but by a lot of other people who are affected by this, who have, and I had this conversation with you last week, told your private business to the nation in order to get this to the point where it is available. But I mean, you have to hope it's working.
Well, to be honest, Claire, we found out the other day that it wasn't on Wednesday's agenda. I know it was a rumour of what the next one would be in August, September. Now, we're on July's meeting. He's confirmed that and he's hoping to push that meeting forward to end of June. So, look, I have to take his word on that.
Yes.
He did promise me he's going to do his most best to get this Skyclarys drug to Paddy and 200 others out there. He did promise me that.
How's Paddy getting on in the exams? He's doing his junior cert, isn't he?
Yes, he's doing his junior cert. He's doing okay. Unfortunately, he had a fall the other day in school. He's back a bit sore. He's a bit stubborn, Claire. He still likes to walk as much as he can, but unfortunately he can only do that for 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
But he was going down the steps and yesterday phoned me that he had But just look, he fell down the steps, obviously the balancing. But other than that, look, he's doing great. He's a strong boy with all that's going on. And he's doing pretty well. Yeah.
Well, listen, Craig, we'll keep in touch with you. And like I said to you, I cannot tell you, I could never describe to you the amount of feedback we had off the back of that interview that you did with us last week. And I hope that it will result in you getting that medicine for Paddy.
Thanks, Claire.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon. That is Craig Cody there. And let's see what happens. We're going to keep on that story. If anybody else is affected by it, will you please let us know? That's what we're here for. The WhatsApp number is 087 1400 106.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.